Today, the American Civil Liberties Union wrote to U.S. Homeland Security Administration Secretary Janet Napolitano, asking her to release Youssef Megahed from the custody of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. Megahed was detained by ICE earlier this month, just days after a federal jury acquitted him of all charges. He had been charged with possessing and transporting low-grade explosives after being arrested in South Carolina in 2007. Becky Steele is West Central Regional Director of the ACLU of Florida.
We're calling for the release of Youssef Megahed pending any further announcement from the immigration officials. But our concern here is that immigration officials swooped in and arrested Mr. Megahed. And it, from what we can tell, it's based only on the same charges that were brought in his criminal trial and he was found not guilty of.
Steele says the ACLU has several concerns about ICE's actions, including the implications for civil liberties.
What does it mean to people's faith in the system? It's really important for us to understand that we have a system, a legal system and a jury system that works in our country. Here, the system worked the way it should have. There was a complete criminal trial, a complete vindication, and then for the government to swoop in and arrest Mr. Megahed and detain him on immigration proceedings appears vindictive. It looks like the government is trying to get two bites at the apple. When they weren't able to get the conviction in criminal court, they're moving ahead based on the same facts.
Last week, several of the jurors who decided that Megahed was not guilty voiced concern that his detention by ICE went against their decision after weighing the evidence presented in court.
And it's notable to us that the jurors made the very unusual statement of releasing their unhappiness with this. They feel like they considered all the evidence, and this is really a slap in the face to the jury system.
Another concern, Steele says, is what Megahed's ICE detention means for the Tampa Bay community and for relationships with Arabs and Muslims.
We were hopeful that this new administration would be different than the Ashcroft and Gonzalez attorney general regimes that singled out the Muslim American community and people of Middle Eastern descent for vindictive targeting. This appears to be the same type of pattern of vindictive behavior, and we're calling upon Secretary Napolitano to release Mr. Megahed and to move forward from the past.
During a press conference at the ACLU's Tampa office, Youssef Megahed's father, Samir Megahed, says that his family is sad that his son is being detained.
At the end of the day, the juror said their decision that my son is not guilty. And it is not fair upon us and upon my son to arrest him again. This is unusual thing, because if the judge said twice that my son is not guilty, he means not guilty. Why they arrest him again? We are very sad and we have a depression that why the government treated us like that.
Megahed says his son, who is in a Glades County jail, is being treated well.
He's doing good and he is waiting that they are going to release him, because he thinks that he finished everything in the federal case and he thinks he's a free man. The judge told him at the end of the case, go and you are a free man. And he didn't think he was not going to trial again.